All right. So welcome to our podcast, History is a Riot. I am here with Jim Griffith. So, Jim, why don't you tell me a little bit about yourself?
Well, sure, Lindsay. I'm Jim Griffith, a local resident. My wife and I own Create-A-Palooza, which is a paint-your-own pottery art activity family-oriented business at 11 East High Street. And it's in a historic building. And being a local resident, I've always had a strong interest in history. And I've been fortunate to have people in my family who've also been very interested in the local history. So I grew up hearing stories. And over the past couple of years, I became more involved with the Cumberland County Historic Society, either with research that they helped me with or by being a volunteer myself. And I increasingly took a very strong interest in the history of the holiday season locally, mainly Christmas, but also other traditions in the local area. And probably over a year and a half period, I would feel safe in saying I read just about every Christmas-related newspaper article between 1844 and 2016.
Do you have any favorites?
Yes, I do. The most surprising, and we'll cover this on the tour, was actually from the end of World War I. And just to summarize the story, carolers roamed the downtown streets of Carlisle all night long until dawn singing. And they also placed a lot of emphasis on lighting house windows. So there was a building downtown that got particularly recognized for having four candles in every window. Mm-hmm. So it's also been interesting how much you see the holidays being celebrated very intensively at the end of major conflicts. I mean, it's probably not a surprise, but the end of World War I, the end of World War II, the Great Depression, a lot of emphasis went into the holidays, and sometimes it seemed like they were spending beyond what you might think is reasonable. But it just goes to show how people cling to their traditions at such times.
Yeah, and it's a uniter in some ways.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, that's fascinating. So tell me a little bit about the tour you're going to go.
Sure. So one question we often get is, because it is chillier, it's December, is how long is the tour and how much walking is involved? Well, we do try to limit that, and it's basically like the downtown square of Carlisle, like a plus sign. We go about a block or two in each direction. We start at the Cumberland County Historic Society. We stop at our historic building at 11 East High for a little bit of a warm-up and a refresher and some hot drinks. And then we finish the second half of the tour back towards the Historical Society. So we it's all very well managed for the time of year.
So is there a particular part of the tour that you want to share with people? I don't want to give away too much of the tour.
Sure.
But is there something that you really love that you think, you know, this will get you out to the tour, if anything?
I think there's just the sense of how much has happened in plain sight that the average person isn't aware of, or the importance of things you see every single day in town that are significant. Like for me, now maybe this not be what everyone leaps to, but the Safe Harbor building, right across the street from Georgie Lou's on the corner of Pitt and High. And it used to have this magnificent balcony that came out above the sidewalk, and they'd have brass bands playing at the holiday season up on that balcony in the 20s. Or how much a difference it made when the train went through town.
Just
talking about, like, for example, finding an article where in the 20s, Dickinson students would keep track of when the all-women's Wilson College in Chambersburg, when the train would come through Carlisle, so they could be at the station and serenade the students as they went through the town. So it's just a different era, and many eras like that. So we'll be talking about events as far back as the 1840s and as recently as the last few years.
So people want to sign up for this tour, what should they do?
Just go to the Cumberland County Historical Society's Facebook page and look
yes.
for the event and sign up. And we'll be glad to answer any questions you have as well.
Yep. So the tour is called Memories of Christmas Past. It's on December 14th at 10 a.m. And after the tour, you can warm up in the Historical Society with hot cider, cookies, and you get to paint an ornament to take home with you as well, thanks to Create-A-Palooza.
Absolutely.
So thank you so much, Jim. Really appreciate you sitting down with me today.
You're very welcome. Looking forward to it.